This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, places, please. The Daily Mix Show is on deck. Guitars plugged in. Ready to go. Chickens.
They're a-clucking.
Other animals. And action.
This is the Daily Mix Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs.
While listening to the Daily Mix Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
Good morning and happy Labor Day, yes. Monday, Rockaholics. Hopefully, if you were at the Metallica show last night, you've got the day off so that you can not labor and recover a little bit from the show.
Hopefully, you're not even listening to this right now and you're listening on like a podcast at the Daily Migs Daily Podcast later on today because you're just so hungover.
Getting some snoozing in.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Steve Miggs, how are you feeling today?
Good? I'm alive. I'm here.
Yeah,
let's rock.
Big wrestling over the weekend and all that good stuff.
Crush some people.
That's right. That's what he does. Well, let's inform the Rockaholics.
Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes, and we'll give you, some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs Download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMD is brought to you by Palace Law. And like you mentioned, it is Labor Day, but I have another quiz for you guys when it comes to music, if you could guess what today's day is. Outside of it being Labor Day.
Oh, boy.
All right, so I'm going to play a song, and you have to guess.
National Coconut Day?
Boom!
Dang it! I was about to guess that.
Isn't this the weirdest song of all time?
What song is this?
Harry Nilsson?
Oh, yeah. Good old Harry Nilsson.
This song is popular in like a movie, I think.
Was Do you remember when they... Was it Coca-Cola with lime that they put out, and they used this? And it was put the lime in the Coke, you nut?
Oh, that's what it was. It's such a weird song.
I don't like the way this is making me feel.
It makes me want to go on a vacation.
Yeah. He had a bellyache.
Now let me get this straight. Put the lime in the coconut, you drank more up. Put the lime in the
coconut. Does that make you want to sit on a beach? Kind of makes me want to sit on a beach.
No, it makes me want to run out of the room.
Well, today... Enjoy your coconut because it is Coconut Day. And Post Malone, he's now the first person in music history to have a number one record in the top country album charts, number one in the top rap album charts, and then also number one in the top rock and alternative charts. So let's visit this. I mean, the guy is just beyond talent. I mean, at some point, he's got to start writing a jazz song or a classical song, so maybe he could go number one in those, and he probably would. Number one rap album with Stoney, Beer Bongs, and Bentleys, and Hollywood's Bleeding. Number one with rock and alternative with the album Austin, and now number one with his country record, F1 Trillion. I've heard zero songs off of this, but here's a sample. It's him and Morgan Wallen, and this is his hit song called I Had Some Help.
Why'd you throw them stones if you had a wild hand on to?
That's him singing?
That's Post Malone.
You guys don't know this song?
Uh-uh.
Oh, it's huge. Ready?
I've had some help. It ain't like I can make this come.
and he just stepped on a beer bottle.
So he did a whole country album?
Yes, it's got like Tim McGraw and all these other country artists. The guy's just printing money.
I was today years old when I learned that.
Well, congratulations to Post Malone, man. Just continues to dominate when it comes to whatever genre he wants to do.
Fun fact, if you don't like the country version of that song, you can go listen to the Goldfinger and Less Than Jake version of that song, and it's a ska version, and it's way better.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Put some horns on that bitch. Okay. Of course I'm going to like it. Maybe even a coconut.
Yeah.
Help my belly ache.
There's a high school PE teacher who got arrested in Texas after calling the cops to tell them that the hooker he hired stole his money.
What? I love this guy.
His name is Rolando. He's a gym teacher.
Did he forget about the part that he hired a hooker?
He's a gym teacher in Laredo, right near the Mexico border. He's also the quarterback's coach of their football team.
Or was.
The police showed up, and that's when he told them he tried to pay a prostitute for some sexual services. He said the worker took his $100 and ran away. $100. Wow, really making it rain. It sounds like he wanted them to track her down.
What's the quality of hooker are you getting for $100? I don't know what the going rate is, but I got to imagine that a good one is maybe more than $100.
He wanted them to go after her, but instead they arrested him for soliciting a prostitute. They also did eventually find that sex worker nearby, but it's not clear if he got his money back or not. The school he works for said they immediately put him on administrative leave pending the outcome of this investigation.
And here's how my stupid brain works. All I'm thinking is, what was his record as a football coach in the past season or two?
No.
Like, was he a good coach? Is he going to be, like, missed? Or, like, is everybody that's on the team like, yeah, Coach Rolando was a little strange.
Boy.
Here's a massive question that's going viral right now on TikTok, and I think I'm curious to see what everyone in the room would say. Is it okay to lie to your chronically late friend because they're tell them to show up earlier than they're supposed to? And the reason why I bring it up is because, well, this one woman realized that her friends were doing it to her, and she finally figured out because she showed up what she thought was 20 minutes late, turns out was 10 minutes early, and she was the first one to show up, and she said this.
If you're my best friend who just made a reservation for 8:30 and told me 8, well played, because I just showed up at 8:22 and was like to the hostess, this table for 8 o'clock, and she was like, for 8:30? She was like, you're the first one here, and I was like, well played.
At least you took it well.
I do this to my husband.
Oh, is he chronically late?
So I tell him, we have to leave at this time, and that time is always 15 minutes before we actually have to leave.
And do you ever end up leaving 15 minutes early, or do you end up leaving still late?
If I tell him early, we're always on time, but if I tell him the regular time, we're always late. I don't know what it is. I can do full hair, makeup, get our child ready, the car is loaded, the car is running, and he is still doing something
in the
house.
He's probably putting the lime in the coconut. Danny, how about you? You think it's okay to do that to a friend that's always late?
Of course it is. I do it all the time.
Sarah?
Oh, I do it to most of my girlfriends.
Yeah. Really?
I think it's absolutely atrocious when they're so late.
How late are they usually there?
At least 30, 45 minutes.
Wow.
And I'm like, y'all better be looking like models when you get here. And guess what? They never do.
Hey, the Mariners are playing, taking on the Oakland A's in Oakland. So go Mariners. That's the DMD, and that's what's up.
The Daily Migs Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Apple Music released a list of the 100 best albums of all time. They gave the top spot to The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill by Lauryn Hill.
I remember people being very upset, I think us included, that this was such a strange, strange list because I just assumed it's Apple Music. It's a streaming service. They based it on maybe the number of streams or how many times people favorite a song. Like there was some kind of science behind it. But no, it was just like a bunch of people who work over at Apple Music and a couple of other like musicians that they hit up and they just put together a very arbitrary list.
A little committee.
Yeah.
I mean, and the people spoke up right away.
So it was Lauryn Hill number one, Michael Jackson's Thriller was number two, Abbey Road was number three, Prince and the Revolution, Purple Rain was number four, and then Frank Ocean's Blonde was number five. And the only rock record in the top 10 was Nirvana's Nevermind, which I agree, it should be in the top 10.
Absolutely. Well, obviously, there was a lot of people that agreed with us that this list was pretty awful. So over on Ranker.com, people voted to reorder them.
Interesting.
Lauryn Hill's album got reordered to number 62.
That's a massive drop.
But not wrong.
No. I mean, in all fairness, I never listened to the entire record. I've only remembered like a couple of the hit songs and they were fine. I've never been a big Lauryn Hill fan. I wouldn't even consider it in my top 100.
I'm with you. And you know me.
I put Peppa Pig's Essentials ahead of that.
Oh, boy.
But it's a damn good record. They cover Katy Perry's Roar. Okay. Yeah.
It's very passionate. So the people's top five is as follows. Here is number one. Come together right
now over me. I'm not like a massive Beatles fan, but I also am not dumb to the fact that they have so much of an influence and they're so talented. So I can't argue this one, although I'm not a big Beatles fan.
I had no idea this was a Beatles song.
Did you think it was Aerosmith?
No, I didn't know whose song it was, honestly. Oh. I've never listened to the Beatles. I had no idea it was on Abbey Road, which I don't know Abbey Road. I just know the cover.
The cover's so great. Iconic.
Yeah. But that's the only thing I know about it.
Aerosmith did a great cover of it that I think that might even get more play than the Beatles when it comes to like being heard on the radio. Yeah. Their cover's pretty good. And I think Godsmack covered it as well.
Oh, really?
I'm pretty sure. I'd have to go look it up, but I'm pretty sure Godsmack covered that too.
We are going through Ranker.com's list of the top five best albums of all time. Here is number two.
Terrence started jamming immediately.
Just take everything I said about the Beatles and replace it with Pink Floyd, and that's my opinion as well. Fine. I can't argue it.
I mean, Dark Side of the Moon is an absolute masterpiece, front to back.
Everything about it is great. Will I listen to it in my free time when there's nothing magical near me to eat? No.
Sarah, have you ever listened to Dark Side of the Moon more than what we play on the station?
No.
Yeah, me either.
Oh, my God.
I don't think you guys would like it.
No, I don't think. I mean, just based on that alone, no.
Yeah, it's kind of sleepy.
It's super sleepy. It's trippy. I think you will zone out to like just their musicianship, which is on another level, but I don't think that's going to be a selling point for either one of you.
No.
Yeah.
On the new list of the 100 best albums of all time, we have number three.
A little Zeppelin action.
Oh, yeah.
So far, this list is bands that I respect that I don't really listen to on my free time. Like, I can't argue any of these. They're absolutely right. These are iconic records. I get why people voted these. These are, so far, this is a way better list.
I agree.
Than what Apple Music put out.
On number on the list of the 100 best albums of all time from Ranker.com, this is number four. Now there you go
again, you say. Want some cranberry juice.
Dude, that's the first thing I thought too. It's the dude on the skateboard enjoying some cranberry juice.
You know what I thought about when I think about this album, when I think about Rumors, I think about how dysfunctional that band was, yet they were able to put out some of the most incredible music of that era.
I think of Stevie Nicks doing a bunch of blow.
Yep.
And not through her nose.
Oh, that's right.
Wow.
You don't know that?
No.
No.
Can you turn our microphones off so I can tell you exactly what happened?
Okay, I'll play the song while you guys are talking.
It's true. Why?
I don't think. I think maybe her nasal thing. She had some issues because she did too much blow up her nose.
And so, that was the only other way.
Well, I mean, is that through the ears? I think.
Oh. That's wild
and impressive.
I know.
And how much do you pay the handler to do that for you?
I feel like maybe the handler will pay her.
Maybe they're
Stevie Nicks, dude. Come on.
Can't kink shame.
Rounding out the list of Ranker.com's 100 best albums of all time, number five.
Toe Tapper's turn.
She's doing the
She knows the dance.
Oh, so does Sarah.
Oh, boy.
I am looking at the rest of their top 10, and they did that. They also included Nirvana's Nevermind at number 8, which I would have bumped up to number 5.
Did they put a Rush album in there? In the 100?
Okay. I'm only looking at the top 20. And
oh,
no.
Man.
No.
This list is trash.
I don't think it'd be in the top 100 either, though, so.
Sarah. Oh, my gosh.
I'd rather listen to Lauryn Hill, to be honest with you.
Oh.
I'm joking.
Ouch.
I mean, you could say the same for Pearl Jam, so it's fine.
Oh. Well,
see, now you shut your dirty mouth over there.
The Daily Mix Show.
What bit you? Or what was your craziest interaction with a wild animal? 206-803-ROCK. Bova, in Federal Way, yours involves bees. What happened?
Lots of bees. I was living in a town called Williston, Florida. Yeah, old Florida. Just got home, 2 o'clock in the morning, and I hear my neighbor yelling, "Bova, Bova, I think there's been an accident." So I get in his vehicle, go up the road about a quarter mile. There's a truck carrying beehives, roughly 250 beehives, estimated 50 to 75,000 bees in each hive. And if you do the math, that's roughly 5 million to 7.5 million bees. I was in the middle of this trying to assist the gentleman, John Shane, who was stuck in the bee truck, got stung roughly 100 times. And, you know, they did a story on it in Reader's Digest. And, you know, they named the cop. They named the other cop. But me, no. I was just the local neighbor.
Oh, that's so. You got bit over 100 times, stung by a bee 100 times. You deserve to have your name in the damn paper.
You would think so. You know, I've done a lot of bad in the world, and they know about that. The one good thing I did, you know.
Yeah.
Dude, that had to have sucked.
Oh.
I've been stung by a lot of bees once because I was an idiot, though. Like, unlike him, he was trying to do the right thing. I was an idiot walking around a campsite with some friends, my uncle and my brother, and I kicked a rock and hit a beehive that was on the ground. I thought it was just funny. I didn't realize there were bees in that still.
Oh.
And they came out, and they knew who did it, oh. Probably because I was the one running like a little baby.
It's from that scene from like that movie My Girl.
Oh,
is it?
Don't even talk about that movie.
It's so sad. When
don't
he kick,
even talk about
he
that
kicks
movie.
It and then...
Did he kick the hive?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Because I kicked a rock that then hit the hive. And I remember my uncle just being like, run.
Oh, no.
And I'm running and screaming. And I finally jump into some water. But I got stung maybe like 10 or 11 times. Oh, and I remember my parents called because, you know, we were far away from anywhere where we could take me.
Of course.
And they're like, well, if he was allergic, he'd be dead.
Oh.
I'm like, well, that's very comforting.
206-803-ROCK. What bit you or what was your craziest interaction with a wild animal? Daniel in Chehalis, yours involves what I like to call a trash panda.
Good morning, all.
What's up, Daniel?
I was up on Camino Island and had a couple of roommates. We went outside to smoke a cigarette. And our bull mastiff dog just runs past, just starts barking. And we, as soon as we got out there, we saw that she was chasing a raccoon, and within the blink of an eye, she was being chased by the raccoon and then starting to run circles around us. Now, I was the last person out the door, and I was trying to, if you will, play goalie, trying to keep the raccoon out of the house and hoping that the dog would run past me and go in. But I, at that point, tried to kick the raccoon as I was trying to time it. I just barely nicked the raccoon. As soon as I kicked it off the side of my foot, the raccoon had gotten her claws up and out, and it nicked the inside of my leg and scratched me, and everything was fine. The dog, we were able to separate the dog. The raccoon went off on her merry way, and I had went in the bathroom, checked my inner thigh, and I got scratched, and then I called the, you know, the local health department to see if there was any rabies incidents,
right,
on the island there, and unfortunately, there weren't, but I went and got a TDAP shot just to be safe. So,
hey, Daniel, I have a slightly personal question for you. How close was it to your junk?
Well, it was within a good 3 inches, so,
oh,
you know.
Oh, man.
It was up there.
Yeah, that must have been terrifying. This raccoon's going for my boys.
Well, speaking of the boys, Peter in Seattle, where was the ant on your body?
This was on my private part.
So it's Peter with the ant on his Peter.
Exactly, yes.
And how did, Was it just in your pants, or were you in the nude?
I was clearly lying.
So I was about 7 years old, just got out of the shower. I go to my room, sit on my bed. It must have been like spring, summer, whenever, you know, ants start to, you know, get in the house or whatever it is. And I sit on my bed, and then all of a sudden I feel like a pinch down there. And I look down, and there's an ant right on the top. I assume you guys are familiar with the anatomy down there.
Yep.
Towards the base of it.
Yeah.
And obviously I freak out. It's burning. It hurts. So I go to smack it, and I miss it. I go to smack it again, and it ends up ripping horizontally. Nothing crazy, but, you know, a good, like, it was bleeding, and a good, like, maybe half inch across the top. There's still
that
a little
scar awful.
There. It was terrifying. Terrible.
I can only imagine. I never think an ant could do that kind of damage.
No.
And how do you explain it to your significant other? It's like, likely story, who are you with? I swear, nobody, but it just burns down there.
It was an ant.
It was an ant, I promise. Ant who?
The Daily Mix Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.